is URN Showtime Breakdown.
We are back. That was exciting.
Very.
Hello.
Hello. I'm joined by PR Abby. I'm Ella. You're listening to URN Showtime, URN Specialist Musical Theatre Show, the one and only. We're back after Easter. Woo! Yay!
A round of applause for Easter. Well done, Easter, for being great.
Easter was nice. It's hard to believe that we've been back a week. I'd have put money on it being a month. It's
gone. I feel like I've been here forever.
Kind of slowly. But now that's all going to change, because Showtime is back, and everyone will get their weekly fix of musical updates. It's brilliant. We just opened with Born to Boogie from Billy Elliot.
I hope you boogied at home.
I did. Certainly.
You definitely did.
I definitely did.
There were some amazing dance moves going on in the studio.
Professional boogier right here. That's something
that's a certificate to prove it.
It's never been said before on radio and probably never will again. Obviously, I started with that because unfortunately, Billy Elliot has had its final show in the West End. It has now officially closed. But it is touring the UK through this year and next year. It's not coming to Nottingham at the moment. Fingers crossed that will change.
We should campaign to get it here just because.
If not, I think Birmingham is pretty close for us. Yeah. So it'll be fine. But Abby,
hello.
What have you done?
I have created a Twitter account. Very
Yay.
Excitingly. Woo! We're keeping up with social media. it's at Showtime URN, because I messed up the first one. So at Showtime URN, but if you type in URN Showtime into Twitter, you will find us. And I will be live tweeting the shows, and just everything that's on the Facebook will be going on there.
Yeah, and just also, like, you tend to put out YouTube clips and entertaining comments that make me laugh. So it's all good.
Basically, it's just to entertain Ella.
I'm
That's
basically
what I'm doing.
The audience. It's fine. Now, without further ado, we will move on with the show. This is one of my favourite new Broadway musicals. It's called Something Rotten. It tells the story of two writers who, kind of sick of Shakespeare's success, they decide to write the world's first ever musical. This is a song called Hard to Be the Bard, in which Shakespeare, the rock god version that he is in the show,
Hells yes.
played by Christian Bale, who, oh my gosh, love him. Hashtag love him.
We will talk more about this afterwards.
We will talk, because I'm just going to wax lyrical about this. I need time to calm down. But Hard to Be the Bard is when Shakespeare sort of laments his hardships and the stress involved in just being so darn famous. It's a hard life. So this is Hard to Be the Bard. Oh, I love that song so, so much. That was, of course, Hard to Be the Bard from Something Rotten. Performed there by the gorgeous, gorgeous Christian Bale. Never has anyone looked so good in leather.
No.
Just
please
saying.
Go look at
Watch
the
YouTube clip.
YouTube
My goodness.
Wow. It's very impressive.
I sent it to Abby, having watched it on loop many times. This is just a nice insight into my personal life. I'd watched it on loop so many times, sent it to Abby. And then we were discussing it, and I was like, oh, I'm really worried it's going to come on my iPod and I'm just going to start laughing. It was so much worse. It came on my iPod on campus. I found myself sort of strutting.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, no, this is bad. I need to stop.
No, you don't.
Abby just pointed out that
it was right. Okay, Ella didn't realise this yesterday. It was 400 years
since
Shakespeare's death day, and 452 years since his birthday. And Ella did not realise when she put the song in that kind of marries up.
I was just, oh, it's a great song, I'll put it in. I completely forgotten about
that it was actually a surprise anniversary.
Shakespeare was real.
Shakespeare was real, and he did some things, and we're celebrating it, but just, oh.
There we go. If you take one thing away from this show, it was that Shakespeare did some things. We now move on to the main feature of this evening's show. As I said earlier, Jodie Preminger is touring the UK at the moment with Tell Me on a Sunday, a one-woman show written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Don Black. It tells the story of a young English girl looking for love in America. Now, it was in Nottingham last Wednesday, but I'll talk slightly more about that later. For now, to get us all in the mood, here is one of the most famous songs from the show. This is Marty Webb with Take That Look Off Your Face. I feel I should point out, if you cast your minds back to last semester, I kind of went on a rampage about how annoying it was when songs ended suddenly, because it doesn't give radio presenters like myself any time to put the mics up or anything. That has gone the opposite way.
Now you want them all to end dead on. Just immediately,
that,
bam,
that fades
done.
Out. I haven't edited that. That's how it ends. It's so incredibly annoying because I don't quite want to talk over it because it's still going. But anyway, that was Marty Webb with Tell Me on a Sunday. It wasn't. It was Marty Webb with Take That Look on Your Face from Tell Me on a Sunday.
There you go. We did. We tried to practice that as well. Then.
I feel like some background is in order for Tell Me on a Sunday, because a lot of people haven't really heard about it as a show, or at least they don't know that much about it. So, okay, for a start, it's a one-act, one-woman musical that, as I said, tells the story of a young English girl in the late 70s, early 80s, who is looking for love somewhat unsuccessfully in America. It actually started out as a project between Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, and was meant to be developed into a series of TV shows after their successful collaboration with Evita. But it soon became apparent that Tim Rice was writing the part specifically for Elaine Page, who was having a pretty blatant affair with slightly awkward.
Like, it's nice of him, but also no,
flattering. But now Andrew Lloyd Webber didn't want to seem like he was endorsing their affair, so instead he that was like, a really bad choice of words.
Endorsing it, like I'll put money on that.
He didn't want to see that. He approved of it. So he opted to work with a new lyricist, Don Black, who suggested they move the plot to America and sort of rewrote bits of it. Then Marty Webb was cast in the lead role, and the whole thing was recorded and shown as a one-hour TV special on the BBC in January of 1980, thus explaining the sort of 80s feel to it. That Abby very well pointed out.
Yep, I'm on that. On it.
Lloyd Webber still thought it would work well on the stage, though, and it became a one-act musical in the West End that was later combined with a ballet choreographed to Lloyd Webber's variations to make the West End show Song and Dance, which I think some people may be more familiar with.
Yeah.
So Song and Dance, the first act of it is... Tell Me on a Sunday, the second act is just instrumental and dancing. Now, it's been through various revisions over the years, with lyrics being altered, songs and added or removed. It was even updated. Denise Van Outen did a version of it a few years ago. It was completely updated to the modern age. There was like speed dating and online. There's a line in a song that I'm going to play later where it's, I'll call you back and have a nice day. And it was updated to, I'll email you. Modern.
Modern, but the people don't either now. Snapchat you.
I'll Snapchat you and have a nice... There we go. For the next revision of it.
I think we should make it. We should do it here.
Yep. You've heard it here first, people. We're going to have a special edition of Tell Me on a Sunday.
Yep.
Jodie Prenger, winner of BBC's I Do Anything and star of numerous musicals. If you have any awareness of musical theatre, you've probably heard of Jodie Prenger at some point. But she's taken on Tell Me on a Sunday as her latest role and was in Nottingham on Wednesday. Now, I did go and see the show. It was brilliant. She was so, so good in it. And then the second act was a sort of a question and answer session with her. Yeah. She was phenomenal. But before that, I gave her a ring and had a little chat about the show. So here's what happened. You're now obviously taking on Tell Me on a Sunday, one-woman show. How's the tour been going so far?
It's just brilliant. I mean, it's a gorgeous show. It's the music that has captivated audiences for decades already. Mm. And it's just Andrew Lloyd Webber and Don Black doing some of what they do best, and that's creating lovely music and lyrics that are like a script more than, you know, just lyrics.
Because, I mean, it's sort of a weird one that, I've been talking to a lot of people about it and they'll go, I don't really know Tell Me on a Sunday. And then you list some of the songs from it.
You hit the nail on the head, and it's exactly that. You know what people say at stage door, like, I've never seen it before. And then it kind of comes unexpected because it is a one-woman show. And it's a very real musical. I'm not saying all musicals aren't like Jazz Hands at Dawn, but it's about one woman's journey, and it's very real, and you can relate to the journey that Emma goes through in the show, you know, somewhere. And there's a song in there for everyone, which is great. It's a great show to perform.
So, I mean, as we were just saying, there are so many big sort of famous songs that people don't really know are from that show. Do you have any particular favourites that you enjoy singing?
I mean, Tell Me on a Sunday is always lovely to sing. There's a gorgeous one called Nothing Like You've Ever Known, and there's one Don Black wrote, Cap Teeth and Caesar Salad, which is just always makes me smile. The lyrics are delicious.
Oh, that's such a brilliant description of it. The lyrics are delicious. They need that on the poster.
They should.
Have a nice day.
That was Camp Teeth and Caesar Salad.
See, that was a good ending.
It was. I like those kind of endings. If all songs could have that ending, just I'll edit them to have that. It'll be fine. That was Camp Teeth and Caesar Salad from the original production of Tell Me on a Sunday, performed there by Marty Webb. So, having grilled Jodie about the show itself, we followed up with more of a general chat. So here is Act 2 of the interview.
What was it that got you interested in musical theatre in the first place?
It's just one of those things. I can't actually say what it was. I just think it was always something I just adored and I was in awe of. And I just loved doing it. And I'd never... Yeah, it's just, it's weird, isn't it? You never understand why you like something so much, but you just do. You just do.
Can you remember what your first musical was that you went to see?
Yeah, 42nd Street, my nan took me.
Oh, wow.
And I just remember them slamming down these big kind of, like, dollars and like, these coins. And I just was like, oh, this is amazing.
So,
you do remember, don't you, the first one you've gone to?
Yeah. Now, you have obviously played an awful lot of iconic roles on stage. You've had, obviously, Nancy, the thing that started it all. Now Tell Me on a Sunday, All Sorts. I don't want to ask if you've got a favourite role that you've played, because I always feel that's like picking your favourite child or your favourite chocolate, which is impossible. But have you got one that you would like to go back and revisit if you got the chance?
It's like choosing your favourite child. I mean, Oliver for me will always... hold such amazing memories. I did love doing One Man, Two Governors.
Yeah.
When we did that in the West End playing Dolly, we had so much fun. But Calamity Jane. And then I did do Miss Hannigan. Miss Hannigan was amazing.
It seems like a bit of a jump from Nancy to Miss Hannigan. It's kind of like they're similar, but
it's
opposite
kind of
ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, but she still drinks gin, so I think it's kind of, we do have some similarities.
Yeah. And now, are there any roles that you've got your eye on in the future that you've seen and got, I kind of fancy that myself?
I mean, there's so many. Miss Lovett, I'd love to do. Mama Rose, Gypsy, Dolly Levi, Hello Dolly. There's so many. So I'm looking forward to hopefully one day playing one of them.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Fingers crossed.
Now, a huge thank you to Jodie for chatting to me. Unfortunately, basically, I was in the other studio on Wednesday. None of the computers were working, so we were recording it from outside, but I was in the studio, and someone pressed end on the record sort of 2 minutes before the end of the interview. Not much was lost.
Ella has been very angry and inspired the person from ever helping them ever again.
It was basically me just... It was when she told me that I was the greatest radio interviewer she'd ever had. No, I didn't have one at all. it was just a couple more questions, but they weren't particularly... Well, one of them was I asked her, obviously, as I always do, for her request, that I'll be playing that later. But before we do that, I feel I'll go for one last Tell Me on a Sunday number. Basically, one of my favourite songs in the show that I went to see on Wednesday was the big finale. Well, I say big finale number. It was like really inspirational. It's called Dreams Never Run on Time. It's about, you know, you can be knocked down again and again and again and be at a point where you want to give up, but you'd have to think, you know,
it's
at some
perfect
point,
song for like exams and things. Like, keep going.
At some point, something may happen and it'll be great. Unfortunately, it's one of these songs that's been added in. I can't find it on any CD or any recording anywhere. So instead, I've gone for one called Sheldon Bloom, which I also love. There's a nice little tune bit in the middle, which I'm sure you'll notice and think, oh, that's the bit that Ella likes. So this is Sheldon Bloom.
I like it.
See, that was a sudden ending.
And we totally weren't prepared for it.
We really weren't. We did not need to mention that on air.
Sorry.
So that was Sheldon Bloom from Tell Me on a Sunday, performed there by Marty Webb, who originated the role. Now, as promised, this is Jodie Prenger's very own request. Not that I've got any proof of that because of the recording.
It was promised.
Forget that. It actually was her request. It opened the show a few weeks ago and was a huge hit at the Olivier Awards on the 3rd of April. This is Imelda Staunton with Some People from Gypsy. Now, prepare yourselves, everybody. We have a proper segue coming up.
My hands are on the desk. I'm ready.
It's a real segue. Now, that obviously won Best Actress in a Musical at the Olivier Awards. I'm not quite ready to give up the Olivier Awards, so my next song comes directly from the Olivier Awards. This is the live performance they did on that night. If you follow the URN Showtime Facebook page and Twitter...
Thank you.
...at Showtime URN. There we go. Got it in. Plug. If you follow that, you will know that I was completely blown away by the performance of If Mountains Are Easy to Climb from Miss Henderson Presents. It was absolutely beautiful. It gives me goosebumps every time. So here is Emma Williams and Tracy Bennett's performance of If Mountains Are Easy to Climb at the Olivier Awards. Now, another segue.
Oh,
Oh, it's an exciting
madness in this studio.
Now, Emma Williams, who you just heard playing Maureen in Mrs. Henderson Presents, actually originated the role of Louisa in my next musical. This is, I'm so excited about this. This is Zorro the Musical.
Of course it is, because what
I
else would it be?
I can't even believe I'm saying those words. It's incredible. I genuinely never heard of this until my dad sort of jokingly mentioned it one day, in the fact that he didn't think he could propose it as the show they do this year because no one's heard of it.
And you were like, that's a great reason to do it.
It's brilliant. I can't believe it. So I did some research and just I genuinely just fell in love with it. We all know the story of Zorro thanks to the Antonio Banderas and co film. This takes that wonderful story full of swashbuckling and dashing men in masks and
which appears to be a theme of this.
Into that mix, it adds the music of the Gypsy Kings. Yes, we are talking flamenco, Joe Bien, of course, Bamboleo. Now, I am going to be playing Bamboleo tonight. I'm so excited by this. You can't even tell. I may as well be jumping up and down. This was released by the Gypsy Kings, who are a French band in Spanish. It was then adapted into English for the musical. But I'm not playing that tonight. I'm going to play the one from the French version.
So Zorro Le Musical.
Yeah. Go with me on this. I genuinely think I've listened to both extensively. Bamboleo, personally, I think works better in French. Just the French version. There's sort of, it's more upbeat. Danceable isn't a word.
But that's
what it is. It's more danceable than the English version. Mm-hmm. So do trust me on this. Don't you dare, any of you at home, try and avoid dancing to this. It's so, so good. This is from Zorro, Le Musical. This is Bamboleo. Wow. That was Bamboleo from the French version of Zorro Musical. I love it. Oh my gosh, I love it so much. I'm going to play more of Zorro, the musical.
We have a duty to,
yeah,
to be honest.
I'll try and aim for English next time, but it's so good. If anyone fancies bringing back Zorro the Musical, it's not on. It finished in the West End a few years ago. If anyone wants to bring it back,
can I also point out that my mum has just texted me. I'm sorry, Mum, but she's listened to this extensively. Woman is mad.
Unfortunately, that does bring us to the end of tonight's show. Thank you, as always, for listening. Been a wonderful audience. Thank you to PR Abby for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
For offering her insight and reminding me that Shakespeare's anniversary was pretty important.
See, that's all I'm here for is just random information facts.
Random information. And, of course, Twitter.
Woo!
Remember, follow
Please
us.
Follow us
on
Showtime URN, or just search URN Showtime Twitter and you will find us.
So we've got URN Showtime on Facebook, Showtime URN on Twitter. Like, we like the palindromic bit of it. Oh yeah, I went there.
Oh.
Now is the time for, unfortunately, we all know about the passing of Victoria Wood this week. It's just another name in the ever-growing list of 2016. The song I'm going to play to end the show isn't from a musical, but it's Victoria Wood. We can make an exception for the wonder that she was. So in honour of Victoria Wood, this is The Ballad of Barry and Frieda. We'll see you next week at 6 p.m.
This is URN Showtime Breakdown.